जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
After discussing about the Jagat and Brahman up to verse number 21, now the author is telling us how to reach that Brahman, how to experience that Brahman. So two things are to be done. First is Upechya Nama Rupe Dve Satchidananda Tatparaha. Upechya, be indifferent to the Naam and Roop. He's not saying destroy Naam Roop. No. Upechya, falsify it. That's all. Upechya Nama Rupe Dve Satchidananda Tatparaha. And be devoted to the truth. And what is that truth? Sat, Chit and Ananda. The same thing was said earlier that asti, bhati, priya, it was said, and naam and roop. In all objects of the world, you will find only five things. Asti, that means existent, bhati, that is chit, priya, anand, satchit anand, and naam and roop. Only five things are there in each object. Now he is saying, upechya naam roop de. You be indifferent, falsify the naam roop mentally, don't destroy them, they will remain as it is. Satchidanand tatpara, and be devoted to Satchit and Anand. Your attention should be toward the Satchit Anand. So out of five items, you falsify two items and come to Satchidanand. And the Satchidanand is everywhere in each object. Samadhim sarvada kuryad. This way you have to do the samadhi sarvada, even with the open eyes also. It is not that you have to go to Himalaya or anywhere and sit in samadhi in a Brahma muhurat. You have to close your eyes. No. Samadhi sarvada kuryad hridave athva bahi. This samadhi can be within Hriday Athva Bahi, outside. So there are two divisions. The first is it can be done inside and outside. Then inside, he will take up the first inside. Why inside? It's easier to experience inside first. Outside, it is difficult. That is why in all scripture, they suggest first you go inside, sit at one place, close your eyes, withdraw from everything and do samadhi. Then it says, sabikalpo nirvikalpa samadhir dvido hridi. Hridi, now he has taken up hridi samadhi, within. And within, this can be of two types. One is sabikalpa, another is nirvikalpa. Sabikalpa means with duality, nirvikalpa means non-duality, without any duality. And then again, drisya sabdanu vidhena sabikalpa punaradvidha. Then in the sabikalpa samadhi, there is further division. That division is drishya anubiddha samadhi and sabda anubiddha samadhi. What is drishya? Drishya means seen. Whatever you see, drishya is seen. And sabda, words. Which one is more subtle? Drishya or sabda? Sabda is more subtle. Why? Because it's the subtlest. Akash is subtlest. Why Akash is subtlest? It pervades everything. Because it has got only one guna, sabda. From Akash came Vayu. It has got two gunas, sabda and sparsa. Come to Prithvi, it has got five gunas. And Brahman is nirguna. So the subtlest among the five elements is Akash, because it has only one element. So drishya sabda anubiddhena sabikalpa punaradvidha. Then it can be divided again into two. One is the drishya, another is sabda. Then what is drishya? Now we are talking about hridi, within. So within we have closed our eyes. We sat at a particular place, in particular time, withdrawn our mind, senses from the object, emotions and thought. The mind is present. In the mind, what we are seeing? Kamadi chittaga drishya. The drishya in mind are kamadi, kam, sankalpa, lobh, moh. These are things coming in your mind. All the vrittis, they are coming. Kamadi chittaga drishya, they are seen, drishya, in your mind. Thoughts are your drishya. Tat sachitvena chetanam dhyayet. What you have to do? You have to meditate, dhyayet. How am I to meditate? Sachitvena, you just be witness, just see the processor. Like president takes salutes of the procession, he is not identified with any soldier or any battalion, they come and pass it. And the next day, if one soldier comes and tells him, did you see me? He will say, no, I didn't see you. Similarly, we don't have to associate with any thought. What we do in the meditation seat, when the thought comes, we identify and travel with that thought. Immediately we go to India. Or start planning the whole day affair, what is to be done the whole day. Dhyayet drishyanubiddhyam samadhi sa vikalpaha. This is called with duality. Why duality? There is a sakshi and there is a seen, drishya. So this is within. And what is in sabdanubid? You may be successful in drishya, you may not be successful in drishya. Then you can take the help of the second one. Second one is sabdanubiddha. And there is no sequence. It is not like that you have to do first this, then come to the sabda, then you come to the nirvikalpa. Nothing. There is no sequence is given. But it's better if you do it in hridi, in your heart. And with sound, how it is to be done? Asanga satchidananda swaprabho dvaita varjita asmiti sabda vidhoyam samadhi sabikalpakaha. Then you take the help of the words. What words? All words whose meaning is self. Any word which indicates this means self. He gives a couple of examples there. Asanga, asangoham, asangoham, siboham, siboham. These things you can take. Any word which indicate to self. No mantra, nothing else is required. Because these are all indicators. In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita also, 8 indicators are given. At many places you will find those indicators. Because we cannot define that Brahman. We can only indicate. So these indicators, you can take the help of these indicators and can reach there. Asanga, Satchidananda, these are the word. Satchidanam, Swaprabho, self-signing, self-effulgent. Dvaita Varjita, non-dual, there is no duality there. Asmi iti, I am that. It's not different from me. Don't think that Brahman is different from me. He is Asanga and he is Dvaita Varjita, he is Satchidananda somewhere else. I am different from him. No, Asmi iti, I am that. I am Asanga. I am Satchidananda. I am that Swaprabho, self-signing, self-effulgent, Dvaita Varjita. I am that. Sabto vidhoyam samadhi sa vikalpa. This is samadhi with sabikalpa. You are taking the association or the words, with the help of those words, we are trying to reach that state. When you practice like this, then what will happen? Swanubhuti rasa vesad. Swanubhuti rasa vesad. Now swa anubhuti is coming. Experience is coming. Swa of your own self, of your own atman. Swa anubhuti rasa avesad. Rasa means, it's very difficult to define the ras in English. It is very subtle and it includes joy, happiness, pleasure. But it is very subtle. It is different from what the joy we get from the objects of the world. Swanubhuti rasa avesat drishya sabda upechyatu. Now be indifferent to drishya and sabda. First we took the help of drishya and sabda. Drishya, we were just witnessing our thought. The procession will come and go. Don't associate with them. The procession will end one point of time. When the procession ends, then what happens? You have reached that state. What is mind? Mind is consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. And mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. If the procession ends, what happens? Consciousness is there, you have reached there. But if you try to grasp that, what is that consciousness? Mind is not no more there. People get up, where am I? They bring back mind. Again thought comes. Swanubhuti rasa avesad drishya sabda upechyatu. Now we are indifferent. We have negated the drishya, which we took help in the first time as a witness. Then sabda, asangoham, siboham, that also upechya. That also is gone. Nirvikal samadhi syat. That becomes the nirvikal samadhi. When the thoughts are not there, it is not sleep state. It's not that you cannot reach. Each one of us can get it. Mind can be quietened. In deep sleep, it is our experience that there are no thoughts. We can stay without thoughts of mind also. So when we can do that by effort while in waking state, it is called samadhi. And the process, very clearly stated that you take the help of first drishya, then come to the sabda, negate both of them. What will happen then? Duality is over, vrittis are over, thoughts are over. What will remain? And how will be that? It says nivata stita deepavat. There is no breeze, the flame is straight. Similarly, when there are no thoughts, your mind is no more disturbed. The breeze of the thought is no more there because all the thoughts are gone. So that consciousness is nivat, without any breeze, nivatastha, deepavat. हृदीव बाह्य देश अभी यस्मिन कस्मिन च वस्तुनि समाधिर आद्य सन मात्रात नाम रूप पृथक होते। नाउ हृदीव एज इन द हार्ट वी हैव डन विद इन, सेम वे बाह्य देशे भी इट कैन बी डन इन द बाह्य देश एज वी आर डूइंग इनसाइड, सिमिलरली द सेम थिंग कैन बी डन आउटसाइड ऑल्सो, बट द आउटसाइड you don't have to sit at one place, you don't have to close your eyes, you don't have to close your ears, all senses are open. Ite bahya deshe bhi yasmin kasmin cha vastuni, any vastu, yasmin kasmin, whatever you see vastuni, samadhir adya san matrat naam roop prithak kriti. Samadhi Adya. Adya means the first one. What was the first one in Hridi? Drishya. So here the Drishya is what? Naam Roop is the Drishya. Now you are seeing all Drishya is the Naam Roop. And all Naam Roop are associated with another three things. Satchitanand. Now it is said, San Matrat, Sat Matrat, Naam Roop Prithakriti. Sat Matrat means Satchit Anand is there, in this also Satchit Anand is there, Naam Roop is there. So this is 3 foot, 1 inch wide, there are marks, we say measuring rod, Naam Roop. But it has got Satchit Anand also. What we are seeing the Naam Roop only. He says Naam Roop Upeche, Yasmin Kasmin Bastuni, anything of the world, in everything there is Satchit Anand. Naam Roop you segregate and take Satchidananda Vastuni. Then that is called first one, Drishya Anuvidya Bahi Samadhi. With the association of Naam Roop, we are becoming indifferent, we are falsifying the Naam Roop. Instead of seeing the gold chain and bangle, see gold. In this ocean, instead of seeing the waves, you see water. And outside, seeing the Dev, Tiryang, Nara. These three words came earlier. When we see the Devata, Tiryang, animal, and Nara, what you should see? Upechanam Roop. See the Satchidananda. In all three you see the Satchidananda. Now comes the second one.
Akhandaikarasam vastu.
Akhandaikarasam vastu.
Satchidananda lakshanam. Satchidananda lakshanam. Ityavichinna chinteyam. Ityavichinna chinteyam samadhir madhyamo bhavet, samadhir madhyamo bhavet. Akhandaikarasam vastu satchidananda lakshanam ityavichinna chinteyam samadhir madhyamo bhavet.
Samadhi Madhyamo Bhavet. The second time, Madhyam. What was the Madhyam in the earlier one in Hridi? First one was Drishya, Sabda. Now the Madhyam. And what is the last one? Nirvikalpa. So now he is talking about the Madhyam. Madhyam where? Inside or outside?
Outside.
Outside. We are discussing about outside now. अखंडय एक रसम वस्तु सच्चिदानंद लक्षणम इति अवच्छिन्न चिंतेयम् अविच्छिन्न चिंतेयम् कंटिन्यूअस, देयर इज नो इंटरप्शन इन दैट, अविच्छिन्न चिंतेयम् समाधि मध्यमो भवेत्. इन द अर्लियर वन व्हाट वाज देयर इन द दृश्य, दृश्य वी वर सीइंग द सत सच्चित आनंद, वी वर सीइंग द सत, मा वी differentiating with the Naam and Roop. And what will we get? I mean, what is the practical thing to be learned from that? The practical thing, you are seeing existence everywhere, everywhere. So when you see existence everywhere, there is no bheda. You see ekatma, sarvatma bhava. Everywhere the same thing is there. So there will be no hatred. What will be there? There will be love only. But if you see the difference, if you see nana, then what will happen? Likes and dislikes will come. If you start seeing the caste creed, this caste creed and they are all related to nam roop only. There is no caste and creed in Sachidananda. But what we see? We see the Sachidananda, I mean the nam roop only. So there comes the rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes start coming. So that will derail our sadhana. We have to go beyond the rag and dvesh. So akhandai ek rasam vastu sachidananda lachanam iti avichinna chintayam. You have to continuously think about this. Avichinna chintayam. Where is this to be done? Chintan. In between these 2 years, there is something you have to do, chintan there. It's only not only sravanam. It reflect on that. Avichinna chintayam. In our case, most of the time we listen. He said, okay, you keep it in your mind, do the chintan, continuously chintan on that. Ek rasam vastu, it's the same essence. It's not different. Ek rasam vastu, sachit ananda lachanam, and is the nature of sachit ananda. Continuous, you think. How is, we have to see, akhand. People like Sirikhand, not akhand. Sirikhand bolo, people stand in line, Sirikhand. Akhand, nobody is here. Raman Maharshi says, how we have to do this thing? Ajya dharaya srotsasa samam saral chintanam viralata param. Viralata param means with interruption. One chintan is viralata. You start doing meditation, other thoughts are coming. Again, you bring back your mind to this. This is called samadhi with interruption. But the saral, there is no interruption. Continuously you are thinking about the Lord, using the direction toward the Brahman. How that is to be? Ajya dharaya, like the ghee pouring. Melted ghee, when you pour, what happens? There is no break, no? It's continuous. You see the beautiful example they give. So your chintan should be like that. No interruption. Or srotra sa samam, river flowing. Do you find any break? A bucket of water passed, then another second bucket of water is coming. No, it's continuous flowing. So our thoughts should be always continuously flowing toward that. Continuously flowing toward that. So this should be awareness in the mind. You don't have to shout, I am Sachidananda. No, inside, I am Sachidananda. No solitary place required. You don't have to close your eyes here. And this samadhi is absorption of mind in Atman. Even with open eyes, what I am seeing? Not the Ram Roop, Nam Roop. I am seeing Sachidananda. How? Because yasmin kasmin vastuni, everywhere it is there. Iti abhichinna chinteyam samadhir madhyamo bhavet. This is the samadhi of the middle time. Vivekananda ji also said, yes, this can be done with the open eyes also. How we can do it also? In Vivek Chudamani, there are 10 verses. Those verses are verses number 254 to 266 that all help us to take us to that akhanda ekras. The one verse, the verse number 254 is like this: jati niti kul gotra duragam nam roop guna dosa varjitam desa kala visayarti vartita yad brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Jati niti kul gotra duragam don't see the jati, niti, kul, gotra. These all relate to the upadhi. Jati, niti, kul, growth all relate to this body. Durgam, and that tattva is beyond this jati, niti, kul, gotra. Naam, roop, guna, dosa, varjitam. And the truth is beyond this naam, roop. Naam belongs to prakriti. Naam, roop, gun, dosa. These are all belongs to the body, upadhi. And he is beyond that. Desa kala visyarat vitadayat. And he is beyond the desa kala, place, time, vastu, beyond object, place, and time, he is there. Brahma tattvam asi bhavayatmani. That Brahma tattvam asi, you are that. Think in that way. So these verses are meditative verses. One can take the help of these also. Or you can take the words also, and chintan, you can do this, bhavet. Then what will be the result of this?
Stabdhi bhavurasa swadat, stabdhi bhavurasa swadat, tritiyah purvavan matah, tritiyah purvavan matah. Etai samadhi vishadvihi, etai samadhi vishadvihi, nayet kalam nirantaram, nayet kalam nirantaram, stabdhi bhavo rasa swadat, tritiyah purvavan matah, etai samadhi vishadvihi, nayet kalam nirantaram.
Tritiyah purva vanmata. Purvat, like the earlier one in Hridi, when we are doing the Hridi Samadhi. Now, what was the third one? Nirvikalpa Samadhi. First one was Drishya. Second one? Sabda. Third was Nirvikalpa. Similarly, we have done the in Bahi Samadhi also. Bahi Samadhi, we have seen the first the Drishya, Drishya, Naam Roop. Naam Roop ko hatao. Then, second one, Sabda. With the help of the Sabda, you can reach. Like we have seen here, Vivek Chudamani, I told you one verse. And the third one is Nirvikalpa. So, in all cases, you are going to Nirvikalpa. How is that? Rasa Swadat, when you experience that Ras. You see, in the verse number 26 also, when we are discussing the Hridi Samadhi, there also it is said, Swanubhuti rasave avesad. Swanubhuti, experience, the ras. The same ras you are experiencing here also, outside also. What will happen? Stabdhi bhava, ras. You see, when we are enjoying the worldly objects, those ras, the enjoyment, the happiness, the joy, that also is related to the source is only one. That Satchidananda is the source. But I am superimposing this sukh on that. And then we have got different grades there. Whatever sukh we are getting through the objects of the world, we divide into three. Priya, Mod and Pramod. But here inside, ek ras. Stabdhi bhavo, you become stabdhi bhavo, still, mind becomes still. Your mind becomes still when you are wonderstruck. If you see something wonderful, your mind is struck. If you get a shocking news, your mind gets still. Similarly, it says stabdhi bhava, the mind will become still. Even with the open eyes, you will be able to see Raman Maharshi with the open eyes. Seeing his eyes, you can see his mind is absorbed in Atman. His mind is still. Eyes are open. Ignorant people will say, he is sitting like us. Eye open, seeing this side, that side. But the Stabdhi Bhava, you can realize from seeing the eyes of a person. His mind is settled. Yeah. How it becomes? Mahatma give example. Suppose one person says to his friend, Suppose if I get a lottery of 1 crore and I want to share that information with my wife, I know if I go and tell her, she will be shocked. The friend says, no, I will go and tell you, don't have to say anything. The friend goes and says, Bhabiji, if you get a lottery of 1 crore, what will you do? Bhabiji was doing the work and all. Aadha tumko de dega. Bas. That fellow fainted. Shocking news. Stabdi Bhava, you get this way. Stabdi Bhavo Rasaswada Tritiya Purvam. This is the third type of samadhi. Stabdi means calmness of mind permanently. It's not temporary, wonderstruck for a second or 2 seconds. No. It is a Stabdi Bhava of mind permanently. Mind is always calm and never wavers, because now he is seeing Satchidanand everywhere. And ras, he is getting the ras. In Taittiriya Upanishad it is said, raso vaisa. He, what is the Satchidanand? Raso vaisa. You will get bliss. So you can experience that bliss in Hridi also, outside also, with eyes closed also, with eyes open also. But what you have to do? You have to differentiate. One person came to Mahatma, whenever I meditate, I see only buffalo, bhais. He was a gwala. Whenever I close my eyes, I see only. Mahatma said, okay, don't try to remove bhais. Put Lord Krishna on that. If you tell him, remove your bhais, there is a very difficult. But bring somehow Lord. Very good. Raso vaisa, that is Ananda Sarup. Etai Samadhi Sadvi. This is the 6 types of samadhis. 3 in Hridi, inside, and 3 outside. What are 3 in inside? At least remember the name. You can impress people outside. How many types of samadhi you know? I know 6 types of samadhi. You can tell them. Drishyanubad Hridi Samadhi. Then? Sabdanubud Hridi Samadhi, then Nirvikalpa Hridi Samadhi, Drishyanubid Bahi Samadhi, Sabdanubid Bahi Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Bahi Samadhi. I don't have to now meditate in Brahma Murat, don't have to get up early in the morning. I can do that Samadhi with open eye 24. This is Gyan Samadhi. We are not talking about the Yoga Shastra Samadhi and other Samadhi. Those are also good, should be practiced. But in those Samadhi, what happens? Without the knowledge, if you do that Samadhi, you will be successful, but you will come back again as a Gyani. You will be again suffering. You will be a Gyani again, ignorant. But with the knowledge, if you do this samadhi, now you don't have to close your eyes, you don't have to sit in one place, you don't have to go to Himalaya, nothing. With the open eyes you can do it. What you have to do? Naam, Roop, Upechya, that's all. Falsify the Naam and Roop. And see the Satchidananda Vastuni. These are 6 types. But in spare time, you ask people, come to the class, learn scriptures. Abhi nahi, abhi retirement ke baad mein. And when the retirement comes, abhi nahi, I will study homeopathy now. Or I will go for the world tour, I have not seen world. After retirement, the world tour. When you are not fit for that also, world tour, then you will come here. People pass time playing cards, or watching TV, or kuch nahi hai, to mungpali khate hain, past time. It is called past time, mungpali, half an hour. Past time. One of the Subhasis says, kaabya shastra vinodena kala gachati dhimatam vyasanena tu murkhanam nirdraya kalhen va. Dhimatam, the wise people, how they spend their time. Kabya Sastra Binodena. They revel in Kabya and Sastra. They revel in Sastra Binodena. Kala Gachati. They have time passed this way. Whenever there is time, well, they will study something. Kabya and Sastra. What is Sastra? Sastra means which deals with six things. Many times I have said. What are the six topics? Sastra. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwar, Dharma, Sadhan, Moksha. Six items. So Sastra, they always revel in the Sastra. And Vyasanena to Murkhanam, Murkhanam, they go in for addictions. Playing cards, gambling. They pass time this way. Vyasanena, Murkhanam, Nidraya, or they will sleep. Kalahena, always fighting. These are the Murkha people. So try and experience this rasa, this sukh, Ram rasa. But we don't want Ram rasa, we want Aam rasa. But Tulsidas ji said, Jehi Ram ras lagat niko navaras sadaras anaras hoi jat. If Ram ras, if you start loving, niko, if you love, you feel good with the Ram ras. Ram is Ram, 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 revel in the Ram. Now what will happen? Sadaras, sadar means the sixth type of taste. And navaras, navaras of the literature, nine types of ras in the literature. Veer ras, Singar ras, Vibhatsa ras, there are nine types of rasas. Pico, you will not revel in that. And in Sadhana Panchakam, the last step stated by Shankaracharya is Atha Parabrahmatmanam Sthiyatam. After completing that, now I am in Param Brahma Sthiyatam. Everywhere I am seeing the Brahman and Brahman only. And you stay in that state. Starting from Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam, Tatutitam Karma Sanushtiyatam, it was all there. How you should pass your life from Brahmacharya, Grihastha, then Vanaprastha and Sannyas, the whole thing, 40 steps, Shankaracharya told us. The last step was that now you stay in that state, because now you are seeing that Brahman everywhere with the closed eyes and the open eyes also. You stay in that state. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord says, Vishaya binirvantante niraha rasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishta nirvartate. Vishay you come, Gurudev used to give beautiful example. Suppose in a locality, one shop opens, say Mariano. And the Mariano comes to know that here people drink, lot of people drink. So they will open a and they will keep different type of bottles, different size, different shape, different color. But once people start studying the scriptures and they say, no, ab nahi piyenge, I'm not interested in that ras. Now I'm getting some other ras. So what Mariano will do? He will remove all those. No more being sold. Hata do sir. They will not carry those stocks now. But there may be some liking, that likes and dislikes, the vasana may still be there. Lord says, rasavarjam rasopiyasya param drishta nirvartate, but first you see the param drishta, when you reach the Brahman, when you reach the Self, when you know your own true nature, that likes and dislikes also disappear. The likes and dislikes means our vasanas also disappear. Very good. Next verse.
Deha bhimane galite, deha bhimane galite, vigyate paramatmani, vigyate paramatmani, yatra yatra mano yati, yatra yatra mano yati. Tatra tatra samadhayah, tatra tatra samadhayah, deha bhimane galite, vigyate paramatmani, yatra yatra mano yati, tatra tatra samadhayah.
Guruji writes, Never get attached and run after anything or being seeking happiness. Once you realize this thing, then after that, you will not run after anybody for seeking happiness, because you are in the ocean of bliss. The source of joy is within. Remove the glasses of likes and dislikes. We have to just remove the glasses of likes and dislikes, means the vasanas. Remove that and view the world as it is. There is no real cause for sorrow in the world. There is only bliss everywhere. And we all know we get sorrow only when we identify it with the Naam Roop. Because the Naam Roop is changing and it is perishable. So ultimately that will give you sorrow only. Deha vimane galite vikyate paramatmani yatra yatra mano jati tatra tatra samadaya. Oh, what a fascinating line. Yatra yatra mano yati, wherever your mind goes, tatra tatra samadaya. Samadaya is the plural. Wherever your mind goes, you are in samadhi. Why? You are saying only Satchidananda. Your mind is no more seeing Naam Rupa. Ignorance sees the Naam Rupa first. He is not able to see Satchidananda. But a realized person sees the Satchidananda first. The Naam Rupa has become secondary for him. And these all five things are there with everything. All objects of earth, sun, edge, existence is there, consciousness is there, bliss is there. In all objects of the world, these three things, Satchitananda is there, and the Naam Roop is there. Yatra yatra mano yati, mind goes with your senses. Whatever you see, whatever you smell, touch, taste, whatever you do, yatra yatra mano yati, tatra tatra samadhyaya. Why, how it becomes tatra samadhyaya? Because Satchitananda is there. Now you are seeing Satchitananda. Tatra tatra samadhyaya. No more sitting at one place. No Brahma Muhurat. Nothing is required. And how it happens? You see, to fly an aeroplane, you need a space. Wherever aeroplane goes, there is space. An aeroplane can never transcend space. Similarly, yatra yatra mano yati, wherever mind goes, tatra tatra samadhiya, consciousness is there, mind is inert. Mind gets its sentience because of the consciousness. So wherever it goes, consciousness is already there. And it cannot transcend consciousness. Mind can never transcend consciousness. So yatra yatra mano jati, wherever the mind goes, tatra tatra samadhiya, wherever it goes, samadhi. Kabir Das ji says, sadho sahas samadhi bali, aankh na mundo, kaan na mundo. This is samadhi. For this samadhi, you don't have to close your eyes, you don't have to shut your ears, you don't have to withdraw. He says, when I sleep, it is my dandavat pranam. My susupti is samadhi. In deep sleep, it is samadhi. Whatever I eat is my oblation to the Jatharagni. Lord is here. Whatever I do, it is my seva of the Lord. Because everywhere the Satchidana is there. I am serving the Lord only. And if I am walking, I am doing the pradikshana of Satchidananda. See? It is only a understanding. It is not a state. Gyan Samadhi is not a state. It is not like Jagrit, Sapna and Supusti which comes and goes. Your Jagrit Avastha comes and goes. Dream state comes and goes. Susupti comes and goes. But this understanding remains. I am a man. I don't have to remember it every time. It's an understanding. Similarly, I am Satchidananda. It's an understanding. To reach this state, two things are required. One is your purity of mind, another is clarity about the vision. Dehabhiman galite, dehabhiman, we are identification with the deha. So if you start doing your sadhana, this abhiman, dehabhiman, identification with the body will start reducing slowly, 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 it will reduce. You will come to know the nature of this body. When you contemplate continuously, then you will come to know that this body is asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apichiyate, vinasyatiti. It will get stuck in your head. This is the cycle it will go through. Slowly, 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 when you know the nature of the Atman also, your identification will start reducing continuously. Slowly, slowly, it will. Dehabhimane galite. Then, we have to know the ultimate goal also, vision. That vision also should be clear, clarity of the vision. Vigyate paramatmani, one is the jnan, another is vigyan. Jnan means theoretical knowledge, it is here only. Vigyan means I experience it. That vigyan is different. Thakur Ramakrishna used to give the example of milk. Somebody has heard about the milk, not seen. He's explaining milk is white like this, its consistency is like this, the butter is there everywhere, in each drop there is butter. Somebody is only explaining. He has not seen the milk. Somebody has seen the milk. His experience is better than whatever is heard. Seeing is better than hearing. Vigyate paramatma, but somebody has drank that. And it nourishes, he becomes hrishtapusht by drinking the milk. So that is vijnan. Realize. Similarly, the whatever jnan we are getting, we have to realize it. And how we have to do? First is sravan, then in between 2 years, manan. Then still nididhyasana. Even if you do manan, identification with the body, it creates a lot of problem. Million times you will say, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. When you get up again, you know, aham devasmi. Not brahmasmi, devasmi. Then the scripture says, okay, bhai, sravan matrenam jnanam na bhavati. Okay, you do the reflection. If that is not happening, go for the nididhyasana. And in Nidhyasana you will find you are existing without body also. When you negate everything of the world, what ultimately remains is the consciousness, which you can never negate. We cannot negate consciousness. We always say, Atmahatya. You can kill the body, but you cannot kill the Atma. Body you can kill, but not Atman. And once you are in that state, then nobody can disturb you. Because I am always in Satchidananda. I am not identified with the body, mind and intellect. All disturbances come from matter. We have seen only Atma and Anatma. In this world there are only two things. One is the Om. Balance is Vasana, VMI, PFT, OAT. These are all inert matter. Source of sorrow is matter. If I am established in Satchidananda, tell me whether this body, mind, intellect, OET, the world, can it give me sorrow? No. Gurudev used to say, nobody can disturb me. That means he is established there. He is in that Satchidananda continuously. So what is this Samadhi? Samadhi means Samyak Adhiyate Yasmin Buddhi, where mind is absorbed in Atma, is called Samadhi. So therefore Atma and Samadhi is one and same. So what is the result of this Sahaj Samadhi? We have to know na Sahaj Samadhi, what will I get? Dekha subject, I am seeing the Satchidananda, Satchidananda, Satchidananda. What will happen? That we will see in our next class. A beautiful sloka, what happens when you realize Sahaj Samadhi. This verse is from the Mundak Upanishad. It has been taken in Bhagavata also. and you will find many places. It is in bodily lifted from the Mundaka Upanishad to Driga Drishya Viveka also. We will discuss in that.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.